Welcome back. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah wants to know, does everyone agree with the last Mishnah that we said yesterday? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Beis Asayim, you can't make this area around the well as large as you want, but rather you could only do it to enclose the area into two beis, which would be 50 by 100 amos. If it's anything larger, carrying within it would be forbidden, even with these partitions. Even if, again, the partitions were made properly, it still would not be allowed. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to him, lo amru beis sasayim ela lagina la karpi. They didn't say that there is a maximum limit of two beis, unless it's regarding a garden or a karpif. A karpif is a place that is like a large fenced area outside of town that you use for a purpose of storing wood or the like. So again, so the Chachamim said to him that they didn't say that there's a maximum, a limit of two beit sa'a, except in regard to a garden or a karpef, which are not residential areas. But if it was a pen, a sachar, a backyard, or a courtyard, which are considered residential, because people use them frequently for their everyday living activities, so then, afilu beis chameshas korin, afilu beis aseres korin mutar. So even if the enclosed area is 5 beis kor, which is 150 beis sa'a, or even 10 base core, 300 base saw, carrying within it is permissible, meaning the area around the well is also considered residential because people are entering to draw the water out. And so it's permissible to place the post far from the well, making the enclosed area larger by any amount, and as long as you add enough boards to make the boards no less or no more rather than 10 amos or 13 and the third almost from one another. Okay, that was Mishnah Gibel. Now says Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah is talking about a machlokas, an argument about carrying in the area around the well if there is a public road that passes through the posts. Rabbi Yehuda says, Em haisa derecha rabim mafsikasan. If a public road cuts between the two posts, yisal kena letzdadin. So then one should divert the road to the sides of the enclosed area so that it does not disqualify the partitions.
One doesn't need to divert the road because it would not render the partitions invalid. And then says the Mishnah further, echad bor harabim uvera rabim uvera yachilos in land pasin, whether the source is a public waterhole or a public well or a private well, we can make these minimal partitions of boards to draw water from them. But to draw water from a private hole, we have to make a regular partition of 10 tefachim high. So these minimal partitions don't work to enclose a private water hole because it has two deficiencies. Number one, a water hole is more likely to dry up than a well. And number two, since it's a private hole, which is used by only a few people, then it does dry up. And there will not be enough people present to remind one another not to carry. So the rabbis made a takana that the permitted allowing a private water hole, the permitted carrying around a private water hole, and you have to use regular closed partitions when they are valid, even if the water dries up. And again, Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, Enos and Pasan ala levera, Rabbi Milvad. You can't make minimal partitions of boards that for any water source except for a public well, which has these two advantages. That number one, a well rarely dries up, and even if it does, the relatively large amount of people that are present will remind one another not to carry. V'lashar osin chagura gavoa asar tfachim. That for all the other sources of water, the private wells, public and private water holes, we must make a belt, a regular closed partition around the area that is 10 tefachim high in order to carry. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah. Hey, have a wonderful day.